Heard on Scott and Val, Save the Universe, are not necessarily the opinions of this station, its sponsors, the network, or our broadcast partners.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. Now throw all your fears away. And they're both in tight array.
Gentlemen, friends and neighbors, not since Donnie and Marie Osmond has America seen a brother and sister weekly entertainment extravaganza like you are about to see and hear. Decades of sibling rivalry in the making, a mother disappointed by both of them, plus some really bad DNA have come together to bring you Scott and Val Save the Universe. Val is looking absolutely radiant, which is impressive, considering she's standing next to her brother, Scott, a man who looks like he lost a fight with a mirror, and the mirror apologized.
Well, good morning. It's Scott and Val Save the Universe, episode 14, as my brother and I broadcast live all over this morning. But most importantly, our childhood home of Tooele, Washington, where Scott is thrilled to still be causing trouble like 40 years from the day he graduated and left.
Yes.
But then you came back again, right, Scott, and got married.
Yeah.
And left again.
Yeah.
Then you came back yet again, built a radio station, and left.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, Scott, that's one thing you know how to do. Leave.
Thanks.
How are you today?
I'm thinking about leaving.
Oh, really?
So don't even go
there. Where
are
you going today?
I don't know. I think I'm going outside as soon as this show's over because we finally hit 61 in Maine.
Wow.
The cat's been in here whining all morning to go back out. I had to show her the spray bottle and she immediately left.
Okay. She's well trained.
Yes. All right. Let's see. We've got to invite people to make comments on our Facebook page. And this would be the Rogue Frequency Network on Facebook. Scott and Val Save the Universe at the Rogue Frequency Network. And if you watch we're on all sorts of platforms, KCHW's platforms, our platforms. But if we get the comments all in one section, it makes it easier for us to respond to you. We will glance around, see in case people didn't hear that, and see if there's any other comments. Leave a joke, say hi. We will give you a shout out. It's super easy. So, and if you want to comment on Val's insults this morning and how we started off the show, feel free to comment about that too.
Woohoo, or give me some more ideas on how to insult him, because that would work too. I'm kind of monitoring our KCHW station, but we'd strongly encourage you to head on over and check out Scott and Val Save the Universe on Facebook and our other platforms, just so we can, like Scott was saying, keep everything kind of centered in one location so we don't miss your comments.
That's right. And we pop onto that one every now and then to see if the red circles around our logo, just to make sure we're still live. Because we never know what's going to happen.
We never know. We just have to check daily if we're still alive.
Yes. Let's see if I have a pulse today. Yeah. Yeah, I was telling a friend about some minor health problems, and he goes, wow, it sounds like you have an ulcer. And I looked it up, and I have all the signs of an ulcer.
Oh, okay.
So I hope it's not
true. You know, you got to be really careful, though, getting diagnoses from Dr. Google, because you never know.
Or Ron.
Oh,
Because but he's pretty good. Because I mean, I gave him my like I don't have all of them, but I gave him the side effects that I've been having for the couple weeks, and he goes, "That sounds like an ulcer." And I looked it up, and it does meet all the qualifications for an ulcer. But luckily, I'm not bleeding in places that you don't want to be bleeding, so I think I might be okay.
Well, that's good anyway.
I think it's rapid weight loss, though. I have lost a ton of weight and probably maybe a little too quickly. I think your body has to adjust to that. So,
well, and I think, too, is because it's actually a bacteria, I think most ulcers are actually a bacterial of thing. So I would say maybe as you're losing a lot of weight, maybe you're not getting everything you need for probiotics.
Oh, man.
And so maybe you need, because, you know, you need to keep those good bacteria alive. And if you're not feeding them well while you're dieting, it could allow something else to take over. So just a thought.
At 5'4", I could be the world's smallest Petri dish.
I don't know. Working at the school, you know, you especially as an IT director, you're touching keyboards all the time, right? After these snotty-nosed kids.
Those kids always got that finger up their nose.
Exactly. And I was like, oh my gosh, no wonder I'm always sick. I'm just, these kids are little Petri dishes.
That's right. That's right. They could kill you. And speaking of that, we're going to kick off with our jokes this morning. And first one's tweet of the week. All right. Graham posted this on X, and it says, "My mom finally got the courage to bring my dad's urn into the living room and place it on the mantle. It was bittersweet and caught everyone a little off guard, including my dad, who was just sitting there watching Star Wars." I think she's ready for him to die.
Yeah.
Oh, and Val
I've got some really bad.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you were up all night doing your taxes, and I think you have something.
Oh, yes. I've got a little bad poetry for you this morning.
Yay.
You know, granted, remember, I was tired when I wrote this.
Okay.
Tax time is almost over. I paid to Uncle Sam his due. He took every cent that I made last year, and the sock I kept it in, too.
Wow, you keep your money in a sock? You must not have very much.
I don't, especially since it's only one of those half socks.
Oh, 50 cents. All right. On the show today, Whacked Out Weather with Alan Milani before the top of the hour. We'll also hear from, I don't know why Ken's not in this, because we should start in order. Ken with Panic Time, me and Val with Future News, Alan with Whacked Out Weather, Joe with Ski by the Sea Entertainment News, and he said today he's got a funny one, and then he's actually going to do some entertainment news, but it's going to be local, I think, for Stevens County.
Okay.
For our hometown. But we'll deal with that. If you're listening over here on the East Coast, just like grab a cup of coffee while we're doing that. Plus weekend sports short with Nigel. He's back. Last week, the entire staff of Scott and Val Save the Universe, which we're now calling Scott and Val's STU. I like that.
Oh, all right. Sounds like something you need
a pill for.
You need antibiotics for.
It is. It is. And now I forgot what I was. Oh, Nigel. The rest of the staff's really irritated because Nigel won the most spins last week. All right. But we could do well. Last night at midnight, I posted a short video that said, and it's on there. I'm going to play it in a little bit, too, so you don't have to watch it on Facebook. But it said Scott and Val, the movie trailer. All right. And I put it up. That people must want us to do a movie, Val, because I checked on it within, I don't know, maybe a few hours. It was probably 5-6 o'clock this morning, and it had 500 spins. So that's kind of a sign that we're going to have to do a movie. Are you ready?
You know, is there a movie classification under a B movie?
Yes, it's C, which stands for couldn't watch.
Couldn't even bear to watch it.
I don't know. The trailer looks exciting, though. And we look good.
Oh, yeah.
We look really good. Because the photo I used of us and animated is from about, that was like the first year of the radio station, because that picture was taken in the old studio in Chihuahua. So that picture that animated us and brought us to life is about 15 years old. So that's why we look so youthful. All right.
I was like, man, look at that hair for both of us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thick and luscious. All right. We also have an award song for J.D. Vance in future news, which are coming up in the few minutes. And, well, I'm not going to give you any more info. Here comes Val. Four things you didn't know yesterday.
All right. People between the ages of 45 and 54 are likely to suffer the Monday blues the most.
Glad I'm older than that.
Yeah, I think it's because they can see, you know, retirement, the light at the end of the tunnel, but they've still really got a long ways to go.
Well, people that are around 40, earlier than younger than 45, have plenty of energy. So maybe Monday doesn't affect them that much. And once you're over 54, you're near the end. So who cares?
The end of your working career?
Possibly both.
Possibly both. All right. And the next thing you didn't know yesterday, every day 1% of the world's population visits a McDonald's.
All right. So if you visit McDonald's every day, keep it up.
There you go. In the U.S., Maine is a leading producer of toothpicks.
Wow. It's because we have all these tiny trees. We can't. I mean, you can find big trees, but they've cut them mostly. You know, all the really good old growth stuff's kind of been cut down. So that's these, like our forest, it's all, we got a couple big ones, but most of the trees are about 8 inches around. So real easy for toothpicks.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say tiny teeth.
Well, trees. No, from what I've seen on Facebook, Deeding, not a lot of teeth. Just calling it the way I see it here in Penobscot County. It's got Knob and Scott in the name.
Oh, need we say more?
Yeah.
All right. The last thing you didn't know yesterday, from the start to the finish, it takes 6 minutes to make a peep.
Can I get close to the camera? I'm making one right now.
Oh, I thought you were showing us your teeth.
Both. All right. Taxing contest, Val. I'm going to give you a clue. Answer includes the phrase or the sound of the word tax. Okay?
Ooh,
all right.
Okay.
All right. You cannot look at the answers. They are down below. So do not.
All right.
I saw you glancing down. Stop it.
I only saw the first one, and then I quit because I realized at that point that this
that
must
you were
be...
you would be cheating. Yeah.
I should have taken the time to delete the answers,
but then I wouldn't have known them. All right. I'll give you a clue. Here you go. This guy makes expensive but real stuffed animals.
Well, I mean, I would have gotten it anyway, but it's a taxidermist.
All right, Val, another name for a cab.
Taxi.
Taxi. Also a television show when we were kids. Do you remember that?
I do.
With
yes.
Danny DeVito in the cage, my favorite Danny DeVito line is from Taxi, and he shouts out from the back and over the radio for all the cabbies, "This Christmas Eve, be sure that you don't let anyone puke in your cab."
I would be more worried on New Year's Eve than Christmas Eve.
Yeah. All right. Finish this historical phrase, Val. No blank without representation.
No taxes without representation.
Taxes. When you're giving someone taxes, it's called...
taxation.
There you go. All right.
It should have remembered it rhymed. Taxation without representation.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. When your enemy comes at you with a knife, he what? What is he doing? He's doing something to you. What is it?
He's attacking, but yeah. That's not taxing.
Say it right. Attaxing.
He's attaxing you.
Yeah, that's right. You got to say it with emphasis. Along that same vein, Val, it's where Dallas and Houston are located.
Texas.
There you go. Good job. That'd be in Texas. Yeah. All right. So since we're speaking of taxes, and I don't know if J.D. Vance is from the South, but he reminds me of somebody that would be. All right. So this might be offensive to some. And in case you didn't know, J.D. Vance won an award at the end of last week. And it was the award for the highest dislike numbers of any president in the history of the United States. And you know me, I'm a lyricist. I had to write him a song.
A president too. J.D. Vance, congratulations to you. As it turns out, the people really hate you. If the poll numbers are true, like Golem, nobody likes you. The reason you are.
Smallest violin.
Like a Teletubby without a TV. Yes, an embarrassment for all to see. Yes, an embarrassment for all to see. An embarrassment for you.
All right, you might not like the lyrics, but it was a pretty good song.
You know, I was waiting for something about along the lines, because he promoted this too, that they were eating the dogs and the cats.
Oh, yeah. I there's so much. I could have turned it into a 4-minute song, but I didn't want to do it to the listener.
True.
All right. I got, since we're playing videos, I do have one more for people listening on the radio or the podcast. This one, you're going to hear some audio, but you won't get the whole visuals on this. This is a joke I put up as a movie trailer, but it can also be used as an intro for our return to the show. Me and Val both like sci-fi, of course. This is Saving the Universe, and here we go. Should I read the coming fall 2026? Big heroes, bigger stories. Total bull. But it is mine and Val's very first movie trailer.
Yes.
And again,
I wish I still looked like that.
I don't see any changes. You might.
Oh.
But I don't see any changes. All right. Speaking of things that make us happy. All right. I have a list, the top simple pleasures in life. And me and Val are going to go back and forth on these. 2,000 adults are asked to save their favorite simple pleasure. And Val, would you like to start off by doing a few?
Yes. Feeling the sun on your face.
Always. Especially
after a long, dreary winter, right?
That's exactly what I was going to say. All right. Keep going.
Oh, sleeping in a freshly made bed. Ah, the smell of fresh sheets, especially if you still have a clothesline. Nothing smells better than sheets that have come off a clothesline.
You know, it isn't the smell for me. It's just the fact that in my mind, I know they're clean and the bed was made fresh. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But that's the terrible thing. I only change my sheets every 6 months, so it only happens once, twice a year.
That's on you.
Oh.
You can't blame that on anyone else.
Oops. Okay. All right.
All right. How about stunning views?
Yeah. Yeah. That feels pretty good. I bet in some like awe-inspiring views. Some other ones on the list, Waking Up to Sunshine, which is right there with Feeling the Sun on Your Face. But it's a little different in the morning when you wake up and it's a beautiful, bright, sunny day. You start singing that song. All right. A Nice Dinner. I'm iffy on that one.
You know, yeah, if somebody else cooked it for you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, not that I mind cooking that much, and it's still kind of, you know, satisfying when you make a really good dinner, but a nice dinner that somebody else has cooked.
Yeah. Yeah. Being in the country or the woods, I'm going to give that one a huge thumbs up because, you know, I'm in the middle of nowhere. I see people once or twice a week, and half the time it's on screens. So I am alone most of the winter, and summer is definitely my jam. As soon as the weather hits 45 outside, rain or shine, I'll find something to do out there because winters here are so miserable. I'm working on it, leaving. So my advice to you is if you're moving to the state of Maine, make sure you have enough money to move to the state of Maine, but to live somewhere else half the year. I'm serious.
I thought you were going to say enough money to move back out.
No, it's beautiful, but not winter. No, keep it.
So I have to make a comment because Brad and I went out last year. I mean, we've had an unseasonably warm spring. So we went out last year and we spent a couple days camping at Sand Canyon, okay, which if you are a Tooele native is just outside of town. Beautiful area, got lots of great side by side trails. I can't get that out. Yeah, running the trails and stuff. But I have to say, and I've written a song, and it's gonna come out next week on the show. About it's so disheartening to pull into the campground, and there's garbage in every single fire ring.
Oh.
It's just, and to see water bottles and beer cans and everything just strewn everywhere, it's really disheartening because this is a beautiful area. And, you know, if you are a citizen of Tooele or even Stevens County, this is a treasure for everyone. And to see it just being disrespected in such a way, it's just disheartening. It was really sad. I mean, Brad and I spent an hour just walking around with a trash bag and picking up the garbage of, you know, the whole camp area. But yeah,
how could you go out to enjoy the forest and leave garbage behind? What a moron.
Yeah.
All right,
it's rude.
We're coming up on Ken, sorry. So let's burn. No, that was good. Let's burn through some of these. I'll do some really fast, and you can and just yell if you like it. Seeing flowers or tree blossoms, that's a good feeling. Simple pleasure.
Yes.
Listening
to your favorite song.
Making someone smile or laugh, always good. That's why we're here.
Our attempt. Long walks.
Going to the beach.
Oh yes, dining out.
Hearing.
Hearing, so expensive.
Hearing nothing but birds tweeting.
Oh,
unless it's a blue jay, that makes you want to get out your gun.
Or a magpie.
Yeah, those two. Cake, Val.
Yeah, cake. Some people, I think that my husband would be there, not me so much. Sleeping in a big comfy bed.
Okay.
All right.
Finding money in your purse or wallet you'd forgotten about. Having dinner made for you. Always good.
Yeah, we've kind of hit the dinner thing. Yeah. How about a roaring fire?
Always.
Especially if it's a roaring campfire.
Yep.
Yeah.
Getting a package delivery. Val gets this every day.
And then right after that, I hear from my husband, what did you buy now?
Yeah.
And last but not least, finishing a really good book.
Huh. Never done that. All right, let's move on this morning. And we did this last week, and it was one of our highest viewed shorts ever. We did it a couple weeks ago, I should say. And we did it with Gary, and I'm really sorry if your name's Karen, but we haven't done it. We've done a lot of names, but we haven't done Karen yet. All right? And I actually have, for one of these movies, I've got a poster. I'm going to have it all make sure I got it ready. So this is ruining a movie by adding the name Karen. And Val, I'm going to do the first one just because if I just give the name, it's not going to make sense to people. And this movie is just called Karen, but it's got a picture of her coming up out of the water, maybe. Okay.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Because it's a Jaws remake, but it's simply called Karen. And it says, Karen. A great white Karen who circles the beach demanding the lifeguard get off his phone. Great white Karen. Oh, my God. Okay.
How about Karens of the Caribbean? You will listen to me. I have a Yelp account, and I'm not afraid to use it.
Yeah. I don't like this one because I love animals. The Karen King. She didn't earn that throne. She demanded to speak to the manager of the Pride Lands.
Karen man, no way home. She refuses to leave the neighborhood and needs to speak to the HOA immediately.
But she's still full of spider webs.
In her brain.
Yeah. Oh, and I've got the poster for this next big movie here. You're going to like this. Oh, it reversed on me. All right. If you can read, if you can read backwards, there we go. Now she's a Karen of the Rings. One Karen to rule them all. In the suburbs that binds them all. All right.
Oh, good
almost
one.
As good all as right. Karen of the Rings.
Jurassic Karen. Dinosaurs don't scare. She has to see their permits.
Frozen Karen. Let it go is literally the one thing she can't do.
Oh, how about the Karen Matrix? She took the red pill, filed a complaint about it, then demanded a refund for the blue one.
Avengers. Karen's Endgame. She snapped her fingers and half the restaurant staff quit. That kind of sounds like our mom. Yeah. You never wanted to be waited on by our mom and make a mistake. Just saying.
No, yeah, no.
Yeah. We're not that.
How about Gone with? No, Gone with the Karen. Frankly, my dear, she doesn't give a damn about everything. Loudly to your manager.
The silence of the Karens. She was asked to keep it down. She did not keep it down.
Of course not.
Of course not.
Oh, boy. Karen, actually. Oops, I missed one.
No.
Oh, no, you did. No, yeah, I did. All right. No, I got it. Karen, actually, a rom-com where she falls in love with the customer service hold music.
No country for old Karen's opinions. Spoiler here. Every country heard them already.
Over and over and again. Over.
All right. Real quick, I think we can fit this in. We're going to juggle some stuff around. But this is also really popular in shorts. Funny things kids have said. And Val, will you kick it off for us?
Sure. Bubbles on the interstate. A 4-year-old pointed at a bald man and said, "Mommy, that man forgot to bring his hair."
Oh, I hope no kid ever does that to me. Kid told his teacher, "My dad says he pays your salary." His dad was a plumber.
A little girl saw her grandpa napping and whispered, "Is he charging?"
I certainly hope so.
No kidding.
5-year-old asked, "Mom, when you die, can I have your phone?"
Nice.
Planning ahead. Love kids.
Yeah. Wishing for it nightly.
Yes.
A kid walked up to a very pregnant woman and asked, "What did you eat?"
I think my wife had the same thing. Little boy at a wedding loudly asked, "Why is the lady so mad she's crying?" Is that what you did, Val?
I think so. Right. A 7-year-old told his dad, "You're my third favorite person." Dad asked, "Who is first?" "Well, me, obviously."
Well, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Kid introduced baby brother to guests as the one that replaced our dog. Also, my sister.
4-year-old told his pediatrician, "My mom said if you give me a shot, she's going to sue you."
Ooh, that's a good one.
I wonder if mom's really said that.
Yeah,
or...
I doubt it. Little girl saw her first thunderstorm and said, "Mom, the sky is broken."
Aww.
So cute. It's cute.
A 6-year-old looked at his teacher dead in the eyes and said, "My mom says that you give too much homework, that I'm not supposed to tell you that."
So it's probably totally true.
Totally true. As any parent, though, we used to feel that, right? Because it's not like your kids come home and do their own homework, especially when they're little kids. They come home and you have to help in some way. And so, you know, I used to think that too. Why are they giving my kids this homework? I don't have time for it.
Fifth grade, 2 hours of homework every night. Mom thought I was falling behind. She wanted to hold me back another year. She was really talking to me about it because I had so much homework every night, but I had good grades. So I actually had a friend call my mom to reassure her that he has 2 hours of homework every night. And I don't think teachers that do that realize that you're going to have homework from other classes too, maybe. And if they are, let's say, under high school age, the parent is going to help them. So the parent spends, you know, X amount of hours at work every day and then has to do schoolwork with the kid at night. And I think they need to be more cognizant of that, because I can remember as a child, especially 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, like middle school, ridiculous amounts of homework. Like, that's what you're supposed to do after school every day and have no social life. All right.
Yeah, I think it's changed, though. I think parents complained enough that teachers have kind of backed off on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Looking back, it was probably a little better for my kids. I don't remember being as bad as it was when I was a child. So you could be right, and I'll shut up. Last one we had here was: a kid refused to eat his dinner, crossed his arms, and said what, Val?
"I do not agree to this meal.
I want mac and cheese."
Exactly.
Get it straight. A little mac and cheese. All right. We have a good buddy that is in the green room, and we are going to let him in because, well, we like this one.
Get ready. Wait for it. It's panic time.
And a big welcome to the one and only Ken Owens to Scott and Val, Save the Universe. Good morning, Ken.
Well, good morning, everybody.
A round of applause.
Someone's got to clap. Well, no, I'm clapping for me. I'm clapping for us all. I was so excited. We're going to be in the movies. I was looking up on my phone. I'm like, right here. And I'm like, okay, I need an agent. I've got to get an agent. Do I get headshots?
It's just a cameo, Dan. Yeah. It's just a cameo.
It's just a cameo like this show.
I was practicing. I mean, I was like, my speech, the red. I don't like really red. Do you think they could change it to like a blue carpet? Because I really don't like red. Well, I guess I could put up for it. So my speech, you know, we're all up on the stage. We're getting the statue. I'm like, hey, I want to thank everyone that got me here. I want to thank my dogs, the guy that does our gardening. Wait, I'm not done. Oh, yeah, the plumber. I got to thank. you know, the guy at 7-Eleven for, you know, kind of giving me that free cup of coffee because he recognized me because I'm a star. I'm getting free coffee. I mean, I am so excited. So tell me more about it. What's my part? It's a cameo, right? So a cameo is like, is that the guy that pushes the hot dog cart? You see him? What do I do?
No, you're going to be a guy that just runs through different scenes at random times, just flailing the arms going, panic.
Wait, I'm not streaking, am I? I mean, I have clothes on, right?
Yes. Yes. Well, we can talk
sure,
about
we
it.
We don't want everyone panicking.
We could talk about it.
God, thank God, because I thought, you know, and I get a trailer. I get one of those big trailers with like a masseuse and makeup. I get makeup. This is so exciting. I've always thought that I was destined for bigger things. I think this is my bigger thing right now. Well, it could be even bigger.
Oh, yes, 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 you're destined for great things.
This is so exciting. I mean, I was starting to panic. Now I'm starting to panic. I mean, I'm thinking, I need new clothes. I need everything. I'm going to be in the movies. Well, okay. I'm kind of getting off because you guys, you know. So anyway, I was kind of panicking yesterday. You know, hey, whoever thought your tax guy could be a comedian? Right?
Yeah.
No.
That'd be surprising.
No. I mean, most tech guys, you know, they're like, well, anyway, what, 41.173 is, hold on, let me. Anyway, yeah, my tax guy, who would have known he was a comedian? He called me up yesterday. Ken, how you doing? Well, hey, how's it going there, Bob? Hey, I'm doing really good. Well, Ken, I have your estimated tax amount for, you know, this year. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is great, you know. I don't take nitroglycerin pills, but I thought I was going to need some. He goes, yo, $19,741. Well, what? It's tax day. $19,000. Where am I going to come up with that? Well, I have all those aluminum cans in the garage. I guess I could do that. Trade sell my wife's car. And then he laughs. The accountant laughing? What's going on here, Bob? I got ya. Yeah, I just need you to come in and sign your tax form. You don't owe any money this year. I'm thinking, oh my God, it's tax season and I've got a comedian for an accountant. I guess it's funny in his mind. I was like dying on the floor. Yeah.
Wow.
How about you guys? You owe any money? They're coming to get you.
No.
Remember, April 15th tomorrow, it's the day.
Yeah. That's why they call it a deadline.
that's a new one.
Because if you owe $19,000, you're going to want to die.
Yes. Yeah, so you know, I had this whole panic time thing, and then I started panicking about, well, I'm going to be in the movies, and then the tax guy came in. You know, he's got a comedian, and I think I'm going to have to save my whole bit next week about why are we trying to carry things, way too many things, you know, and it never works out. Yes, wow. It never works out. So anyway, you know, I think that, at the time, I got carried away. I was panicking.
I can't believe it.
I know. Anyway, you know, this is Ken with Panic Time. And once in a while, I even, I panic all the time. But anyway, hey, stay tuned. Look for this shot. I'm going to be in the movies.
That's right.
You said, you said so.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
we'll
Ken
get you in the
panic
script.
Time. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Ken. Just be aware, thanks, since you saved all the money on your taxes, I'm going to be starting a GoFundMe for the movie today, and I'm expecting you to be first since you saved $19,000.
Well, I know. I was planning on, what do I do with all that money that I just saved? It's like I told my wife, look, I'm worth keeping. She laughed, and I'm not really sure if she was laughing or like the lady in the wedding. Yeah, why is that lady crying? I don't know.
As
but
long as she hasn't put your urn on the mantle yet, you're in pretty good shape.
Oh no, I could put the 19,000 on the mantle. That's an urn.
All right, just remember, 19 grand will get you a producer credit.
I've got to produce the movie.
Yeah. All right. The
right,
one
everyone.
And only Ken Owens. Round of applause. Thank you so much, Ken.
Well, thanks very much, guys. Hey, and we'll see you next week. And it's about that. Yeah, why do we carry so much laundry? Anyway, this is Ken with Panic Time. You all have a great day.
All right.
See ya.
Good job. Just
you
a
too,
few
Ken.
Minutes away from our first break and rearranging things a little bit this morning.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's time to strap in! 5, 4, 3,
all systems go.
2, 1, we have it's time! And now it's time for
Future News with Scott and Val!
Future News with Scott and Val!
Yes, you're time-traveling idiots!
True, but also very offensive.
Only to us. All right. Future News with Scott and Val, April 14th, 2056. Val's got our first story.
All right. Breaking. Elon Musk's great-grandson launches first colony on the sun. In a press conference held Tuesday from his solid gold bunker in what used to be Austin, Texas, 19-year-old Chadwick Musk, the 14th, announced the launch of Solar X, a manned mission to establish a permanent colony directly on the surface of the sun. When reporters pointed out that human beings cannot survive on the sun, Chadwick replied, "That's a you problem." The mission is scheduled to launch next Thursday. No volunteers have been found. The crew will reportedly be selected from people who still have outstanding Cybertruck loans.
Oh, let's go live.
So, hey guys, I think we're about to crash into the sun.
Yeah, but it's gonna look really cool.
It will look really cool. All right, Washington, D.C., our next story from 2056. After 34 years of heated debate, filibustering, and two government shutdowns, United States Congress passed landmark legislation early Wednesday morning in a 51-49 vote. The bill was signed into law by President Kardashian Bezos, who celebrated with a 47-second Instagram reel. When asked what the bill actually does, no sitting member of Congress could answer. The bill's original sponsor passed away in 2041. Congressional Budget Office estimates implementation will begin sometime around 2089 if everyone can stay focused. Now, remember, it's 2056. Here's what's happening behind the scenes on this one right now.
If a special session of Congress there is, easier for us to enter the Jedi Temple it will be.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, next story coming out of Florida. Florida man still going strong at 94, somehow makes history again. This is out of Ocala, Florida, in what scientists are calling statistically impossible and frankly upsetting. 94-year-old Florida man Gerald Pitts made headlines Thursday after riding a motorized shopping cart into a wildlife preserve, accidentally discovering a new species of alligator, naming it after himself, and then attempting to sell it on what remains of Facebook Marketplace. Wildlife officials say this is Gerald's 17th appearance in national news. Gerald had no comment as he was busy.
Huh. Let's find out why.
All right, Gerald, what is it? Fish got your tongue?
Alligator.
No, an alligator.
The alligator. All right, on to Cupertino. Could I have a Cupertino? Tino? California. Apple unveiled the iPhone 47 on Wednesday in a three-hour event that ended with a 14-minute standing ovation from people who had been in line since last February. The base model, priced at $4,200, comes with a phone body and a pamphlet. The screen is available as a separate purchase.
Oh.
The battery is sold. Yeah, the battery is sold in a bundle with the charging port for an additional $800. The ability to make and receive phone calls is part of the new Apple Connect subscription, which is $29.99 a month on top of your phone bill. CEO Tim Apple Jr. called it the most personal device we've ever made. The phone is not compatible with any previous iPhone accessories, phone cases, or the concept of value. See, Val, in the future, much like the past.
Phone home.
That's it. All right. I think I read two stories in a row. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Let's go on to this one. In Chicago, Illinois, Starbucks announced Monday the launch of its new precision personalization menu, which allows customers to customize their beverage ordering using a proprietary 97-word ordering system developed over 6 years and a budget of $340 million. The average customer order is now estimated at 4 minutes and 12 seconds to verbalize. Starbucks also announced that all barista positions now require a Bachelor of Beverage Science from an accredited university, as well as a working knowledge of three languages. Starting pay is $14.25 an hour. Also, a venti oat milk caramel drizzle upside down half sweet no foam extra hot latte will now run you $31 and your dignity.
All right, I got a Scott and Val challenge. Can you read that order really fast?
Oh, okay. Venti oat milk caramel drizzle upside down half sweet no foam extra hot latte.
Good job. That's impressive. All right. It's so depressing.
I was waiting for you to do it faster.
Oh, I don't know if I could. A venti oat milk, caramel drizzle upside down, half sweet, no foam, extra hot latte.
You got it.
Okay.
You're a big winner.
What? What'd she call me?
You win a...
Shut up, Wesley.
You win one.
All right. That story was so depressing, Val. And as we wrap things up, here's what one manager had to say to an employee.
Can't get around the old minimum wage, Mortimer.
Oh. See, even in 2056, minimum wage, $14.25. And that.
Still not a living wage after all these years.
Nope. And that is your future news for Tuesday. All right, me and Val are going to move along this morning. We missed it last break, but we work hard on these, so we have to go back and play catch up. We call these Answer Wrong and Win. The thing is, though, I don't have enough wide enough screen. I always put my hands out like this, but nobody can see it.
Okay.
I need a little dinosaur arms. All right. Thank you. I'm presenting something to you. That's how I'll have to do it. All right. So Answer Wrong and Win. We do these ahead of time to see if we can outdo each other. Right?
Right. Right.
All right. So I'm getting to where I need to be. First question we had this morning was, what do cows drink? Would you like to go first or second, Val?
I'll go second.
All right. I'm just going to warn you, I put a lot of effort into these last night.
Okay. All right.
Okay. What do cows drink? My wrong answer is Orange Fanta. They prefer the 20-ouncer, but they'll take a can and a pinch. Okay. Val's wrong answer.
Mine was chocolate moo shakes. That's how they get chocolate milk.
Oh, okay. All right. That's pretty good. All okay. Right. How many days are in a week? My wrong answer is 11.
Okay.
Any questions?
How did you come up with 11, Scott?
Well, I included Blur's Day, No Way Day, Y Day, and then there's that one that comes after Y Day that nobody talks about. 11. What did you come up with, Val?
I came up with 3. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Ooh. That's bonus points for clever. All right. What planet do we live on? My wrong answer was a medium-sized one, clearly being ran by somebody who has no idea what he's doing. Clearly.
My answer on this one was the planet of denial.
Ooh.
We deny climate change. We deny that our president is demented, and we deny that vaccines are good science.
All right, and I already did that one. Next one. What do you put in a toaster? My wrong answer: my ex's photos. They don't fit great, but emotionally very satisfying.
I actually had 2 for this one.
Okay.
What do you put in a toaster? Toast.
Oh, that's a right answer.
No, because you put bread in a toaster, not
toast. Oh! I concede to your brilliance, Val.
And my other answer was a fork. You only do it once.
I don't know. I was able to shock myself with the top of an oven twice in a row.
Twice.
And
if you're Scott, you do it twice.
And my buddy said, you need to go to the hospital after you get hit by 220. It throws your heartbeat off. And I said, it's okay. I got hit again.
Out of rhythm, back into rhythm.
Yeah. I'm the only person I know who actually AED'd himself. Just give me the paddles.
And it hurts your body for a long time, doesn't it?
Yes. You feel like the cartoons with the birds. I mean, you see the stars. I couldn't see the birds, but it felt like that. And my hair literally standing on end, and my chest, you could see it move out of normal, like my chest would heave maybe like 2 inches from my heart, every time my heart beat. Yeah, it was, It was impressive. And I lived. Mostly.
You know why? It's because only the good die young.
That's
Scott.
Right. I'm here forever. All right. When we come back from break, the one and only Alan Milani here to bring you some whacked out weather. Don't go anywhere.